Animal Agriculture's Take on the Humane Society, David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. It's certainly no secret that the Humane Society of the United States, along with other advocacy groups, have targeted animal agriculture in a big way. And that's not in a good way. I called Hannah Thompson from the Animal Agriculture Alliance.
Very little of their funds, less than 1%, goes to actually helping animals. And that can be a big source of frustration to local humane societies, because those groups that do run animal shelters and do help animals in local communities are having to compete with this national juggernaut for donations, because HSUS is there, they're sending out mailings, they're advertising, and they're trying to get support. And a lot of times people in local communities think that they do support the Humane Society, but unfortunately, their money is being donated to this national organization that does not operate pet shelters, is not affiliated with local humane societies, and they really thrive off of that confusion. And that's what they want to do, and they want to fundraise off of that and use those funds for all of their campaigns that, again, frequently are about animal agriculture and are targeting farmers and ranchers and pushing for certain policies to be put in place. That's going to drive up the cost of food and make farmers have to make tough decisions about whether they can remain in business. And consumers make decisions about food costs as those go up. I think I actually read that there are some local shelters that are looking at changing their name to not have Humane Society in it because of that confusion.
Confusion or fraud? David Sparks.